All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are doing Spawn. Not a whole lot of it, but we are going to bring back Spawn. As I said, it might just be in a couple of pieces this time instead of doing a whole fucking volume. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to try to do an hour, and then I've got one more thing to do, and of course that's not going to be here on YouTube. It'll be on the other sites, so. Though. But anyway, let's get started with Spawn, Volume 8. Been a long time coming. The last one was 7 months ago. That's too fucking long. So let's get it started. 45 to 50. We're getting up there. There are essentially two parts to Spawn number 50. I penciled the first half and Greg Capullo penciled the second half with Danny Meekie, and I tag-teaming on the inking of the entire book. Since I haven't been penciling this book for the past few years, Greg Capullo deserves that credit on an artistic level. Though I try to bring a little bit of flavor to it, I think the look of the characters are Greg's and the ones that I would emulate if I were to come back and draw the book or have other artists emulate. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters, page issue 50. Yeah, it's raining. Just let it be the atmosphere. I can't turn off the rain. I'm not God, unfortunately. But I did stop the fans. Yeah, I changed my fan settings, so you shouldn't hear them at all now. I say that, but you never know. Okay, anyway, issue 45, March 96, Warriors. Cool. Great art. Decapitation. The only way to end the battle, to achieve true victory over the accursed Hellspawn. Those who've been tutored to hunt Hell's officers in training know this, and know as well that lacking Heaven's regulation weapon, this is the recommended weapon. Or method, rather. Excuse me. Once the Hellspawn has been sufficiently weakened or disoriented, a final blow, clean and swift, voids the creature and its living shell from this level of existence. Its severed head is proof of that finality. Then, and only then, will the undead finally die. For the victor, it means an immediate promotion into Flight Level 1. This should be the rigorous goal of every angel. The righteous goal of every angel. I promise I'll get this right. Even for this prize, though, few angels have ventured into battle against the Hellspawn. It's virtually a suicidal act with no documented success by any student. If ever that day comes to pass, a new star will shine in God's ranks. Her praises sung for all eternity. Holy Master, you've awakened my prayers, given me strength to... For she will not have been fooled by the Spawn's trickery. The head, it's... It's not real! The damn thing's using its magic! Not quite. The creature's cloak had briefly obscured its head, long enough for a mound of hidden worms to slither from the hundreds of folds twisting throughout the blood-red cape, taking shape right next to the Hellspawn's exposed throat. She might not have been caught unawares had this young angel noticed that her fallen prey had been wearing a mask but moments earlier. Took the bait, did you? Good. I don't know why any of this is happening, but you tell Heaven I'm not ready to die. How dare they send a child to do their killing? Al Simmons plays the game. Hell's symbiotic uniform is assisting his broken body's every move. Al knows there must be no sign of weakness. The package must appear whole. Symbiont and livery is working as one. Angela was too good for your god. Angela, that traitorous whore! I'll not let either of you mock our cause. Not ever! What? A moment. She'd taken her eye off him for only a moment. Now, the night wind howls, resonating in all directions. The rogue angel prepares for anything or everything. Show yourself, demon! It does. From the one direction she hadn't prepared for. She'd been taught that in the absence of sunlight dwells evil, and that the greatest evil lives below, underground, in eternal blackness. Underground, where madness reigns. Where God's grace is forbidden forever. Already sparked by the night's visitors, the Hellspawn has now absorbed latent evil flowing in the soil. All this rich nourishment has left it swept up in a hellish high and making it careless. The angel warrior seizes the opening, praying she can gain the advantage and somehow end this unholy battle. Funeral of Louis Banks, chief of New York City's 12th precinct. A lone motorcycle escort was the token honor guard for this controversial figure. His frequent career shifts, private security operator, central intelligence operative, police commander, show a man of rare ambition. Information leaked just before his suicide, however, raised allegations of long-standing ties to organized crime. Several dramatic events have been tied to Banks. An attack months ago on the CIA's New York offices is seen as a revenge attack on his former employers. The bombing minutes later of a neighboring securities brokerage was then intended to assist his agents in their escape. The child-killing spree of William Kincaid has been identified as part of an extortion scheme. The NYPD's Office of Internal Affairs has launched an investigation, quieting for now the pointed questions raised by some media outlets. Nothing says New York more than a poignant display. Of course I'm talking about funerals. The boys in blue buried their darkest night yesterday in the form of the Bowery's chief, Louis Banks. I don't know if that's supposed to be Louis or Louis Banks. Anyway, we're going to go with... whatever. In clever counterpoint to his shortcomings with processes of justice, Banks' send-off was the model of restraint. The procession was led by a solitary officer on a motorcycle, a sight more heart-rending than two cops in a squad car could possibly have been, and probably easier to assign. Bringing up the rear was the hearse itself, carrying only the funeral director, the late chief, and his widow. What taste! My sources tell me the deceased wore black. Here's one for the books in the category Deceased Wild Men Who Didn't Know How or When to Stop. Could any nominee be more of a shoo-in than our own Chief Banks? Not only was he at one time or another a member of every security or policing service known to man, but if all of officialdom is to be believed, he was at the same time masterminding criminal and traitorous acts offending everyone south of Westchester County. Chief Banks, you the man. My confidence in his nomination, backed up by the unanimity of the finger-pointing. Because we're, unanimous. Unanimity of the finger-pointing. The word on the street and the executive offices is that our man Banks single-handedly raised the money, procured the ordnance, recruited and traded his own private army, and carried out several successful operations while in the employ of New York's finest. Of course, he died childless. When would he have found time to raise kids and an army? Come on, Twitch, sit down. You're making me angsty. So how's the search going? Okay, but I'm not getting any closer to locating Spawn. Kick! The people I talked to said they haven't seen him for a while. He's just disappeared. And none of the homeless folks could tell me if or when he'll return. The only hopeful sign is that he's done this once before, so it's fair to assume he'll appear again. And how long will that take? A week? A month? You can't keep this charade going forever. I know, sir, but I just can't bring myself to tell her. She's your wife, Twitch. You owe her the truth. At some point, the money's gonna run out. Tick. Then what? Look, I'm not trying to run your life, but we both know that sooner or later they'll find out we were fired. Then, they'll be wondering where you've been spending all your free time. You don't need those complications. I guess I'm hoping that if we find Spawn and sort through the whole Chief Banks suicide fiasco, then the board will see we were wrongly dismissed and reinstate us. First off, screw the board and their jobs. We don't need them. I got bigger plans for us. You just sit here. Squish. I'll be right back. Maybe you're right. I always vowed I wouldn't keep any secrets from her. The silly thing is, she'd probably understand completely. It must be some male thing, me wanting to provide for the family, take care of them. At least you have a family. Here, catch! Whoa! Oh my god, what is this, sir? A pipe dream. Let's see. See, I figured that someday I'd have a wife, a family. A nice little picket fence around the house. So I tucked away a piece of every paycheck, waiting for the dream to come true. But it's not. I realized that a while ago. It's too late for that dream. But I've always had another one, more realistic. Such as? My own agency, doing private detective work. So you go back to the force if you like, though. But I'm through. It's just that, well, I thought it'd be great if I had a partner, like you. I love you, man. I mean, sir, I love you too. Legend has called it the Black Dispersal. The details may differ in region, but the act remains fairly consistent. A silent signal goes out, alerting all occupants of the shadowed lands. Light is trespassing once again. Hellspawn, move yourself! So the unwanted visitor must be distracted, lulled into a false sense of security. He hasn't begun his regeneration yet. Until they have lingered past the point of no return, snared in a hidden trap. Condensing its internal neurosystem's flow, the Hellspawn forces each plasm strand to gather its dark evil to a single point, a concentrate of pure, malicious energy. It is then released, usually through the chest, in a convulsive explosion that showers its intended target with the unspeakable aura of the damned. Wow, 6786. Now tainted, the victim becomes a beacon. For her part, the rogue angel is now ready for her final step. Do not gloat yet, Hellspawn. Your pathetic energy stream wasn't nearly strong enough. You failed once again. Why do you just stand there? Surely you haven't surrendered. So, what new trick awaits me now? The dispersal, when Hell's offspring passes off the physical end of battle. To those that heed the beacon's siren call. Those eager to cast out any who serve the light. Any who serve the will of God. Squeak, squeak. Ka-ching. It takes but minutes for the cleansing to draw to an end. The goal achieved. The intruder has been banished. The night beasts, their mission fulfilled, wander away. Night resumes its natural balance. This is insane. His cloak whips into the cool air, proclaiming victory with its dance. Sounds good. Now let's check those ears. Open up a bit wider. Okay, thank you, Wanda. Well, I don't see anything unusual. You do have a bit of strep throat and a minor viral infection, but otherwise you're strong as ever. I'll write out a prescription. You'll clear up in a few days. Say, how's Terry been lately? You know that husband of yours doesn't get in here for his regular checkups. Hope he's not pushing himself too hard. Things are pretty hectic for him right now. I'll pass the message along, Dr. Bacino. Unfortunately, I think I've passed my cough on to him. I swear these late nights are going to kill me yet. One more thing to track, a particular Defense Department arms shipment. It'll list the recipient nations and tell me by default who shouldn't have that hardware. Oh, he says at least I'm making some headway. All right. Then with a cross-check into NATO's... Then with a cross-check on NATO's satellite data, I'll find if anyone's been careless hiding their new toys. Cross-checking that against our internal travel logs and what our contacts among the arms merchants have heard should point to someone at this office who set up a little business on the side. Like when he's... Ugh, I feel like crap. Terry Fitzgerald will soon wish he'd listened to his body. His allies, he's come back to them again. He can't quite remember how long it's been. Well, sorry about that. He can't quite remember how long he's been gone. A while. That's all he knows. It has been a while. Fong is captured by the curse in his travels across four states. He has returned home. A reminder of his abduction greets his return. All this madness, this insanity. It must be slowed, he thinks. It's time to be home in the furthest reaches of Rat City. You can't run from it, Al. Cog! It's part of your life now. It won't go away. Still, it's good to have you back. These rear walls, this place, it's all I have now. Everything else is out of control, especially my costume. It's taken over. Taken me over. Then wrestle it back. Assert your powers. What the hell do you think I've been doing? Losing your grip. Your uniform needs as much as you need it. Sorry, guys. Your uniform needs you as much as you need it. The bond can't be broken. Only reformed. Your symbiote is morphing, Al, faster than it should. You have to slow the acceleration, harness its energy, then fight to become the warrior you need to be. But why is the costume doing this? Something must have traumatized it. What happened when you were gone? We were separated. The curse took us apart. And your other battles? I killed an angel. Well, no, it was the costume. I didn't have any choice. Not that I tried to fight it. The angel had it coming to her. Heaven seems to have a pissy attitude about spawns. Their history with God hasn't been very benign. That's obvious. My body's almost healed now. Everything is reattached. Hopefully the costume will let me take charge now. No, it's not that simple. Your outer shell has advanced too far to relinquish control. It craves evil, yearns to be in its presence. That's how it feeds, how it lives. What you have to do now is train it. Become its master. Do you understand? Not its host, its master. You have to have control. And if I don't, then God help us all. Hours pass in silence, and at last Al Simmons' mind achieves the equivalent of sleep. Then it moves the costume. Careful not to wake its host, trying to find the ideal spot. A place where it can grow, multiply, thrive. Then the living carapace settles back down, content to have found a home for his worms, his carriers, his evil. Issue 46, April 96, Revenge. Yep, nice art here. Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It was so cute, she even stayed in her mess long enough for me to get the camera. Ha ha ha. That's great you got a picture of it. I'm sure your parents will love it. Well, you know, Mom, she'll think Susie is too rambunctious or something, but Dad'll get a big kick out of it. Ding dong! I'll get it. Why? Who is it? No one. Now go sit down. I can take care of this.
Evening, Johnny. Mr. Gravano wants to have a little meeting with you. Says I should arrange it. With your permission, of course. He'd like to talk about your current work habits.
Look, boys, there's been a mistake. I can explain everything.
Good.
It's just that I'm busy right now with a new baby and all. You understand.
Very.
Excuse me.
I do. Too bad, though. Mr. Gravano would be disappointed.
Very disappointed. Okay, but not here. Not in front of my wife and kid.
John... What is it? What's wrong?
Just a small problem at work. Nothing, really. I need to, get back to the office. Settle a few things. I'll be home late.
Do me a favor. Tell Susie how much I love her before you tuck her in.
Of course. When will you be... Sorry. I had the wrong voices on that. Do me a favor. Tell Susie how much I love her before you tuck her in.
Of course. When will you be back?
I'm not sure. But don't wait up. Get a good night's sleep.
Oh, one more thing. You look beautiful tonight.
Still getting the wrong name, because it's attached to her, so that's why I'm there. Oh, one more thing. You look beautiful tonight.
Let's go.
John?
That's a lovely wife you have. You're a lucky man.
Thanks.
Hello, Johnny. I'd appreciate it if you'd sit in the front.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Brewey.
A minute passes.
Why are we just sitting here?
Bam!
Johnny Torrenzo's wife rushes outside. She's heard the sound before, knows its meaning. It'll be a full 20 minutes before the neighbors calm their hysterics. Another hour before she stops crying. The police won't be given enough information to do them any good, and the blood-soaked sidewalk will eventually fade, but never quite lose its stain.
We've done that errand for you, Mr. Gravano. Left the body right where you said, at the home.
Perfect. The others in the neighborhood would get my subtle message. Johnny was way too stupid to be stealing from me on his own. He had help, and most of his group lives in that area. Now they know I'm watching, and someone always panics.
I want you to be there when they do. Johnny's not gonna take this fall all by himself. Yes, sir. It's a pity, really. I had such hopes for Johnny. Still, we all have our obligations. He forgot his. Look, after the proper arrangements for his funeral, and express my condolences to his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that right. Look after the proper arrangements for his funeral, and express my condolences to his wife. Let her know that she and the baby will be well taken care of. I always provide for my family.
Ring!
Yes?
I'm phoning on behalf of Mr. Martino. He has asked me to remind you that you were to have his return
that were to have returned his property by now. Mr. Martino does not appreciate tardiness, as I'm sure you're aware. You see, Mr. Gavano and Sicily have our own... What? Oh, there's a missing word there. You see, Mr. Gravano, in Sicily, we have our own code of honor, one which does not tempt the fates. We expect the prompt return of Overkill. Do not disappoint us. Goodbye. Slam! Every devil has its master. Tony Twist has just been reminded that he is no exception. They've been brought to the reeking alleyway for a purpose, to give him strength, to act as a catalyst, inducing the free flow of black energy to aid in his recovery. But first, they must multiply their numbers, must thrive in this new environment. That will take time. So for the moment, they are susceptible to their surroundings. Nothing more than food to the creatures that'll soon outrank. Or they'll soon outrank. Physical nourishment rather than powerful mystic conduits. Soon, though, very soon, it will be understood. They must be shown respect. They have a master. Over 200 miles, the living costume had carried them. Hidden in the folds of his blood-red cloak, ever careful to cradle them in a bed of dark, rich soil. They carry a resource essential to its continued existence, and that of its host, the late Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons. Evil. The worms have always been the most effective sponges for it. Dwelling underground, hidden from God's light, they absorb the aura of wickedness. And these gentle burrowers, the devil found a back door into God's creation. They draw nourishment from the soil alone. They have no use for the sun, so they have never been tainted. They are, in effect, bottled sin. Hey, Larry, look! It's... Oh, Holy Mother, run! The master of the night crawlers feeds continually now, slowly draining each worm of its dark nectar. The Hellspawn, which is to say his outer shell, is rebuilding strength lost as a result of their brutal separation. Issue 40. At the same time, at the core of their union, host and symbiote are in a struggle for supremacy. It's that condition which interests another of the alley's residents. Queens, New York, the home of Al's widow. Well, according to this, everything should be approved by next week. We'll have the final permits in hand, allowing us to start building the children's wing. I can't believe it. After all this time, it's actually going to happen. It'll mean so much to the hospital, not to mention our volunteers. I think a few people were beginning to doubt. Dad! I'm sorry, sweetie. Daddy won't be home for a while.
Wrong.
Terry, why are you here?
I still feel like crap. Can't seem to shake this flu.
Dr. Bacino keeps asking you to make an appointment. I know,
I just haven't had the time.
Dada!
I'll try for next week. Hey, Cyan. Hey, Cyan. How's my little girl? You being good for your mom?
Yes.
Good. Now how about a helicopter ride before I lie down?
Copter!
Any more news on your permits?
Oh. Let's try that one. Any more news on your permits? Everything's set. The contractor begins in a couple of weeks.
And you still don't have a clue who gave that big donation?
Nope. I guess some people are just shy. After a few minutes of playtime, Terry retires to the bedroom. He's been hiding his sickness quite well.
Oh, man.
A few nights later, his name is Chris Pronger, but those who know him use a different name, Orca.
See you around, Eddie.
Built like a whale and one hell of a killer. Killer whale, Orca. Get it? Plenty of victims have. That's why he's become so valuable to Vito Gravano. He follows orders with skill and precision. He never leaves any loose ends. His hit on Johnny Pasquale was just another gig. He's long since lost track of the body count.
What?
Whatever the number, it's just been capped. Early the next morning.
Don't lie to me, you little puke. I'm getting tired of all these stupid excuses. Please, I swear, I don't have your money. Not today. I get tomorrow. You friggin' liar. I'll get it myself. Where is it? In the back room?
Something weird going on here, Mr. Garbone. Mr. Garbone always pays his protection bill. nice and quiet, like, never a problem. Mr. Gravano ain't gonna like it if someone's trying to squeeze into his turf.
What now? Some goddamn dog? Grrr, no.
I want him dead, do you hear me? Find out who he is and kill him!
And I'm not talking about tomorrow or next week. I want this son of a bitch gutted tonight!
Bam.
Someone's just started a war. Find out who he works for, because I plan to obliterate his ass. No one touches my boys and lives to tell about it. Now dispose of that box, and when you're done, tell Vinny I'm short on protection. Get him to collect a few resumes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
How do you know she was dead? Believe me, she was dead. The animal stripped her bones of practically all flesh. She's gone.
What do you mean, her bones?
Her skeleton. It was strewn all over the place. You still don't get it, do you? You didn't kill any angel. She's still alive.
What are you talking about?
Angels don't have bones. They're like you, made of some kind of plasm.
The only way to vanquish one of them is to absorb their light, which you didn't do.
What's worse, she could be anywhere. You see, they shapeshift, and because of your necroplasm's emission, she could find you in a heartbeat.
Maybe she's already here waiting for you, as a bum, a hooker, a dog, anything, and you never know it. So now what?
Oh, for the love of Pete! Learn, damn it! You're a spawn now! As much as you'd like to be human again, that's long gone. People, creatures, things, heaven itself, they're all gunning for you. If one fails, another picks up the slack. But you keep thinking small, ignoring the signs. You're caught in a game, Al, one you can't possibly control. Heaven, hell, they run the show. Us on Earth, we're just the middlemen.
So what's the point?
To fight for what's right. That's why you're here in the first place, because you fought to return to your wife, because that's what you wanted. That's what's right.
Let me make sure I even...
Yeah, okay, I have this on the right setting. Good. What about the rest? Terry, Violator, Angela, even Jason Wynn, who you said might not be the one who ordered my death. What are they?
Pieces to the puzzle. You can't determine what to fight for unless you have answers. Each of them can provide you some.
Listen, Cog, every time I try and catch my breath, something new's attacking. I'm a man, though you can tell me otherwise.
Well, that's all I have left, and if I stop believing that, I swear I'll crack.
Then don't.
In the meantime, fight. Fight all of this, but remember, there's a repercussion for your every action. You've already seen how quickly events can spin out of control. That's what hell wants, for you to be confused, angry, vicious, to act on instinct. So far, you've been playing right into the devil's hands. Like these worms. Do you know what they're for?
To siphon evil. That's what your costume's doing.
I need them.
Yes, you do, but not this way. Not while your uniform is calling the shots. You want to be a man? Then open your eyes and learn.
Phew.
Now that was interesting.
Interesting? Is that supposed to be a compliment, Vinny? You know what I meant. It's just I've never had two at the same time. You and Marilyn are something special.
About had a heart attack.
We've seen it happen.
Hey, where are you going?
Gotta take a dump.
How romantic.
Ugh, what's that noise? Sounds like the porcelain is cracking.
I didn't fart that loud, did I?
Pipes snap. Brick and mortar explode. Scrash! Vinny is barely able to cover his eyes before being sucked outward.
Before the dust settles, he hears it. The monster. Its low growls, like some raging bull. Then he feels its breath on the back of his neck.
He's not sure if he should look up, because whatever horror it is hovering over him doesn't smell even remotely human.
Make one sound and I'll skin you where you stand.
Vinny Bolbani bites his lips so hard they bleed.
Word is you have information I'm looking for.
Almost to the point of screaming, he catches himself and instead deposits another parcel in the toilet bowl.
Later. What a day. Whatever happened to the good old days when the word respect actually meant something? No moving in on someone else's territory. No stealing from the hand that feeds you. Rules were meant to be followed, but I guess...
Hello, Vito. Jesus! Long time no see. Don't bother asking how I found you. I had help from one of your loyal rats.
There was a time when a man would die... Excuse me. Would sooner die than betray you. Your help's getting soft.
Vinny, you traitor! Vito, I didn't have a choice.
He's right. He didn't. See, threats and torture can be very compelling. You remember that, don't you, Vito? Now you got to me by threatening my family. You and your damn scientists trying to build the perfect human. And even after I said I'd do it, you killed them. My wife, my kids, everyone, just so you could protect your ass. Well, now it's payback!
Not quite, Richard. I knew you'd return someday, so I planned ahead. Your brother David, he's still alive, and I know where he is.
Crack! Like a creature mauling me!
Oh, excuse me. There's a bit more to that.
And better yet, he's to be slaughtered if anything out of the ordinary were to happen to me.
Crack! Like a creature mauling me! Ugh! Liar! David's dead!
Even when you worked for me, I knew you didn't have the backbone.
I said, shut up!
Woo!
This isn't over, Vito. I'll be back.
You're a failure, Richard. You couldn't do your job and protect your family. You even screwed up our experiment.
Ha 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 ha!
The creature known as Tremor leaves. Not because he's afraid, but because he knows Vito, how he works. He wouldn't lie about David still being alive. So he needs to think, excuse me, he needs time to think, to plan, before coming back for Vito. Vinny is going to help him. Oh God, oh God, oh God!
Boss, why'd you let him go?
Because, gentlemen, we need to prepare for his return. I need him back in one piece. Sicily is looking to get Overkill back. Well, with just a few small adjustments, I'll be able to deliver a brand new version. One devoid of any human brain.
Oh God! Oh God!
Quiet! Vito is my problem, I know, but I thought you'd be interested in hearing a few names from Vinny here. He's a fountain of knowledge. What were those names again, Vinny? Spawn, I need help. Yours! Where do you get off?
Wanda Blake, Terry Fitzgerald. Oh, excuse me. Wanda Blake, Terry Fitzgerald, Cyan Fitzgerald, Jason Wynn.
That's enough. So what do you say now, partner?
Issue 47, 96. Twisted. Oh, shit. Names, that's all he had. No details, just names. He'd heard them about 2 months ago, but that's all they were to him. Names. As head of Vito Gravano's personnel department, Vinny only assigned men as needed for each surveillance. Beyond that, he was out of the loop. Still, the list was quite concise. Terry Fitzgerald, Wanda Blake, Cyan Fitzgerald, and Jason Wynn. Tremor had hoped they would be enough when Vinny rattled them... when Vinny rattled them off to Spawn. Enough to enlist Spawn's help in a battle against Mafia Don Vito Gravano. But the enigmatic hero wanted details. So he persuaded Vinny to identify the thug in charge of that particular surveillance. Then he ordered Tremor to find the man, one Billy Scambino. Spawn needed to talk with Billy. Enraged, Tremor then left.
Here he is. And this one does have all your answers. But I'm warning you. If you choose to ignore any of this, I'll make sure everyone knows where you can be found.
A crooked smirk cuts against Spawn's disfigured face.
Oh, really? Listen, smartass. The Mafia has an army of grunts that'll clog these alleys so tight you won't have a chance to breathe. That's not counting what I'm planning on doing to you. So, you gotta help me or what?
Yeah! First, get out of my face. I don't take very kindly to threats. Fine. But he's a lash, you understand? Then I want your answer. I didn't think this was going to turn into some goddamn ordeal. There isn't time for that. Then we'll just have to find some. So, what'd you do with Vinny? Oh, he's been taken care of, believe me. It's our new pal I want you to focus on now. Ah! Hello, Billy. Oh, God. You know why you're here. Please, I didn't do... Silence! You've got exactly 3 seconds to gather your wits, or else I'm gonna rip out your liver and feed it to Tremor here.
Nope.
Thank you. Now tell me what you know about those names. Of course. Yeah, sure. Vinny gave me the gig a few months back. Keep an eye on this dude, Terry, and his wife and kid. Something about him being you. But he wasn't. Things got a bit messy for a while, though. Vito still believes the guy's connected to you somehow. Another team still follows him. I swear, that's it. I doubt it. What about Jason Wynn? Issues 21 to 25. Don't know him, but I think he's the one feeding Gravano his info! That's enough. You want any more from him, get it later. I need that answer now. Can I count on your help? Craving Gravano's answers to yet other questions, Spawn decides. For tonight. And when I heard about your pal Chief Banks, I about pissed myself. Ventilating his own head. What a kook. I mean, self-mutilation? That's a big, big commitment. Fella's gotta feel pretty lonely to choose eternal damnation. The big guy upstairs, he's not much into souls with suicidal tendencies. Oh, okay, hold on, this another guy. No, it'll work. On the other hand, my ex-boss, well, he's a very forgiving kind of dude. That's if he makes it to Malbolgia's level. And you want to hear the funniest part? Good old Banks doesn't even leave a mess on the wall. Know why? Because he didn't have any brains. Get it? He tried to blow his brains out, but he never had a chance. Oh, I think I'm going to fart. Is there a point to any of this? What's the matter, Jason? Can't laugh at your own skullduggery? Here's the point. Spawn's back in town. Even your own men don't know it yet. He's returned to the alleyways. He has to. Or at least his symbiote does. It's no accident Malbolgia dumped him in that filth. But that's another story. What's important is that he's weak. Vulnerable. That's where you come in. His costume is morphing already. That shouldn't be happening. Which is good for us. Now all we have to do is trigger it somehow. Then poof! Right back to hell he goes. Excuse me, I'm a bit excited. Anyhow, we need him to lose control some way, or better yet, spell a bunch of power. I'd really pop his bubble. Oh, this is gonna be great. So what you say?
Do I have a choice?
Not really. I'm just humoring you. Then I'm in. But let me ask a question. With your powers, why not do it on your own? Wow, are you ever dense? Let me share something with you, Wynn. In a straight one-on-one fight, I'd clean the guy's clock. But that won't get me what I want.
Which is?
Acknowledgement from my former boss, see? He seems to think that humans have a better chance at leading us into the final war. Intelligence. Savvy. Cunning. Use a bunch of fancy words to soften the blow, but it boils down to the same thing. He thinks these humans are smarter than us, his own children. You don't understand how that can give a guy a complex. So pounding Spawn in the dog food ain't gonna cut it, no siree. Have to show Malbolgia that I can beat him with brains, not brawn. Screw with him. Trip him up somehow. And maybe if it happens enough times, he'll see who the true leaders are. Us. Those of us born in hell. Not those sent there. See, I'm getting sick and tired of stinking foreigners taking our jobs. Hell was built on our own sweat and blood. We deserve to be the officers, the generals, for the Great War, not them. It makes me want to puke.
Uh-oh,
here it comes.
That's fascinating.
Don't be so smug, Wynn. You know exactly what'll solve my problems. Power. I know you lust for it. I know you lust for it, too. So stop acting like I'm some weirdo, because I look at your picture every night for inspiration.
Let's get something straight, clown. I've set events in motion that'll tumble like dominoes, gaining momentum until they finally hit our target, Spawn. My biggest problem hasn't been believing you have the capabilities, but knowing when to actually take you seriously.
Believe me, Jason, I'm serious. Deadly serious. Though I've enjoyed my freelance time, hell's where I belong too. Near the real action, Armageddon, the apocalypse, call it what you will. I plan on being on the winning side. Ending God's reign forever. Might take a millennium or two to do it. So in the meantime, why not have a bit of fun instead of being a tight ass like you in? Starting with Buckwheat here. Excuse me. Ow! May I say something?
Go ahead.
First time in a limo, Dr. Galakowicz? Not one this small. Now shut up and drive. Bzzz, ow, bzzz, ee-hee, bzzz, ow, bzzz, ee-hee.
He surveys the inventory intently. Here in the deepest recesses of New York City's filth-laden alleys exists an area even the homeless rarely tread. Rat City is what they call it. No one wants to be caught here. He's regressing, building a barricade, trying to shut himself away from the world, the light. Maybe Al's costume has taken over for good. If so, there's little hope.
Funny, I thought this might finally be the one. Guess I'm losing my sense of perspective these days. Damn you, Male Bulger. How many children do you need for your accursed war?
A little past 11.
Anything else I need to know, Mr. Gravano? The grounds have been secure for the past few days, but everyone has orders to let Tremor slip through. I want him to feel a false sense of accomplishment before I pull the noose tight around his neck. Am I to kill him? That won't be necessary. I've other plans. You see, the cartel back in Sicily is looking for the return of Overkill. Since we've been unable to locate their machine, I need to buy some time. So he doesn't know it yet, but Tremor's about to complete the experiment we started on him years ago. How do you know he'll return? Believe me, I know his kind. They're so damn predictable. Issue 25. The entire place is covered. I'll know the second he arrives.
Not every option has been covered.
Crash! It's time, Fido!
Oh, there's a crash! There we go.
You tell me where you've hidden my brother. I want the city, the country, everything. And if you're thinking about screwing with me even a little, stop and consider this. You took my family from me. I'll do the same for you. See, I know where your ex-wife lives. Crunch! Touch her and you're dead! Then tell me where David is!
There's a switch.
Mr. Gravano, you alright?
I'm fine. But he came here carrying on like I said he would, making a mockery of your brother's memory.
Time freezes for Tremor. What he sees cannot be.
David? Is it really you?
Listen, you freak. If you're to try and play like you're my brother, forget it. It won't work. See, we've been expecting this for quite some time, ever since your escape overseas. I'm just glad they let me be involved to...
Now what? Blam, bam, blam, 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 bam, blam, blam, pow, pow, pow.
It's my little surprise. Backups? Is that what you brought? Your own army?
No, just one more.
Perfect. It seems I'll be bagging two in one night. Isn't that right, David?
Yes, sir.
David, please, I thought you were dead. After they killed Anna Marie and the baby, they wiped out the rest of the family. How'd you escape?
Screw you. My brother's dead because of you. I saw his body or what you left of it, and I didn't escape. The Mafia rescued me, gave me a chance to bide my time while I raided for revenge. The wait is over. Say your prayers.
Outside.
David, please, it's me, Richard.
My brother's dead.
Blam, blam. Sweet, splat. Blam, blam, blam. Shoot, cheek, cheek.
Thinking they've cornered their coast, Twist's men converge in the pale moonlight. Tonight, they'll be taught the first lesson of the Hellspawn. You can't kill what is already dead.
David, don't do this!
Or what? You'll kill me too? Vito's explained everything. Unfortunately, I don't get to kill you. You're taking Overkill's place. And the shooting outside is stopped. Whatever help you were looking for has just been greased. I was going to say gas, but it says greased here. I wouldn't say that. Now drop the gun. Who the Christ are you? I said drop the gun.
Okay, okay. You're making a big mistake, hero, busting in here like this. You just told me you got a death wish.
Do us both a favor, Vito, and shut up. I'm making the rules now. The first is I don't like people trying to kill my associates or hounding innocent people. I've already warned you once, Vito. Obviously, I didn't make myself clear enough. When I said leave me alone, that included those around me. Issue 24. I don't know what you're... Tisk, tisk. You're not listening, Vito. Let's see if I can make myself a bit clearer. Anyone, and I mean anyone, comes close to Wanda Blake or her family, I come back here for you. Understood? You don't scare me, freak. There's a snap somewhere. Then you're a stupid man, Gravano. See, I know things. Things you don't want your Sicilian cousins to ever find out. Here's a copy of the proof. Go ahead. Take it. Come on, tough guy. It's yours. Vito stands frozen. Fine. Have it your way. Now let's discuss another little matter. Jason Wynn. How are you connected to him? He hasn't made you one of his guinea pigs too, has he?
You go to hell! You're not listening again.
Ugh! Crunch!
Then I guess I'll have to beat it out of your boy here. Isn't that right, Tremor?
Holy Spawn!
Okay, Creep, your turn. Like he said, go
to hell! Stop it!
Sensing Spawn's anger, the costume reacts. The bones snap easily.
Crunch! I said stop! That's my brother, damn you! You said you'd help me find him, not kill him!
Wrong. I said I don't protect you from Vito and his men. When I see someone standing over a bloody body, it's pretty easy to determine who the bad guy is. So I'm keeping my end of the bargain.
Crunch!
If you've got a problem with my methods, then don't ask for help next time. Besides, he'll live if he gets help soon. I only crippled one leg.
Tremor, grab your brother and let's get out of here. I've done enough damage for one night.
What do you... You think you're gonna rehabilitate him? He's one of us. Always has been, always will. People like him don't change. Killing's in his blood. That's why I've kept him around.
I'll kill you!
No, we don't have time. Not if you want to help your brother.
Where are you going? You can't just walk out on me. I got a freaking army outside. You'll be dead before you get 10 feet. No one screws with Vito Gravano. No one!
Save your breath, fat boy. No one can hear you. Go look.
Christ!
Oh, and, Vito?
Don't get too comfortable. I'll be back real soon. You and I are far from being through.
All right. We were going to end it there, but we've got just enough time to do one more book. Okay, number 48, May 96, The System. Okay, there we go.
At 18 feet, the office ceilings are impressive, giving the room an immense depth. The wood panels are imported cherry wood. Behind them, banks of retrieval, surveillance, and security systems. Featured in the decor, statuary, and furniture of a patrician.
Yep, okay.
Vaguely condescending style, laid upon lush oriental carpeting. Very few offices can match it. Being a close confidant to the president and other world leaders does carry fringe benefits. Unlike other governmental offices built to the same specifications, this one belies its purpose. Rather than giving a sense of high presence and elegance, the lighting has been modified to eliminate only the necessities. Depending on the time of day, it appears almost as a candlelit funeral parlor, or at night, a black hole. CIA security head Jason Wynn likes it that way. We've put the
proper documents together, along with deniably substancing...
Along with deniably substantiated evidence, everything ties into a cohesive presentation that should convince the recipients that it's all factual. We plan on making the drop later today.
Excellent. And our other interests?
The Guatemalan embassy is prepared to honor your requests. General Hortas and his staff are in line with your position to defy the deposed terrorist leader. Additionally, in light of their past encounters with him, the general has made ready extra air support for your agents. In France, several outposts of the radical People for a New Monarchy have been... The laundry list of recent U.S. intelligence activities continues for another hour. I don't want them to know what direction you're coming from. Hey, watch where you're going! 10 hours later on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Sorry about that, Twitch. I should have warned you. Some of the supplies came in early yesterday, and I didn't want them just lying around. So I just stuffed everything in there. Boink! So I see. So, anyways, this is where our secretary will sit once we're busy enough to afford one. In the meantime, I thought we could just put a desk and a few file cabinets out here and tell our client she's on an extended lunch break. Explain to me again, sir, why you had to decide on this space so quickly? The realtor said she had other bites. It was gonna go fast, I'm sure. Come on, I want to show you our office. Oh my god, Twitch! What is it, sir? They fixed it! That window was broken the first time I saw this place. But I told the landlord if he didn't take care of that, there was no way I was going to sign the 5-year lease. 5 years? Yeah, isn't it great? And I haven't shown you the best part so far. Hold on. Let me get some water. My throat's kind of hurting. Okay, there we go. Ah, feels better. Take a gander at this. Woo! It just takes my breath away every time I look out. So, what do you think? Very impressive water towers, sir, and those huge cigarette billboards blocking 80% of our view. Those are quite special, too. I got him to throw in this corner space for only 20% more than the other units. Shrewd. Very shrewd negotiating, I must say. Spack! Ow! I was amazed when you said you found a quiet spot for us. Seeing as no one else is renting on this floor, I'll credit our good fortune to your unique standards. Thanks, Twitch. I appreciate that. The lull of the moment ends abruptly. Both detectives turn instinctively, alerted by a hushed scratching. The packet stops a few feet inside the office. You said there wasn't anyone on this floor. There isn't. Then you cover me. I'm checking this out. They target sweep the entire level. Nothing. Cripes. Who the hell knew we'd be here? I don't have an answer, sir. But it appears that somebody has a grudge against the men in Chief Bang's circle of friends who we tried to expose. Everyone who was cleared of involvement is here. Issue 43, Tom. With new information on their criminal activities. So we got a rat in our midst. It appears so. But a few new pieces have also been added. Yeah, I heard that too. Thinks he can keep coming and going like he's some big shot. We don't need that. Not him or his troubles. Give it a rest, Jody. Aren't you stupid, man? You ain't gonna stop Spawn, so get off it. The dude's some kind of freak. Then I'd be able to go where he wasn't. And they said, Hey, Bobby, what do you know about your so-called pal? Oh, hold on. That's different. He says, you've seen what he can do. My concern ain't about him being in our alleys. I just wish he stopped roaming so much. Then I'd be able to go where he wasn't. All right, there we go. Hey, Bobby, what do you know about your so-called pal? Nothing. I didn't even know he returned. What? You mean to tell me he hasn't said nothing to you? What kind of friend is that? Why don't you and Bootsy smell the coffee? He don't give a crap about you. See, where I come from, there's no such thing as part-time, pal. You let people you like know you're in town. Except you're overlooking something, fellas. Al isn't like the rest of us. So he don't have to act or do anything that makes sense to us. Right, Bootsy. Al's earned whatever lifestyle he wants. It seems a few of us have forgotten what we were like when we first arrived. Oh, please. Can the sarcasm, Bobby? You want to be sucked into a charade? God bless you. Hear, hear. To Bobby, to Bootsy, whipping boys to Al, the king of blood. I'll drink to that. It goes essentially unannounced, the pounding, lost among the countless other sounds. Bam, bam, crack, bam. Those who do acknowledge it are aware of where it comes from. Krish, bam, bam, bam. Rat City. Bam, bam, scrape, bam. The alley's deepest reaches. Crunk, bam, 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 shriek. A place even the hard-cased sociopaths fear. A place where dark souls attempt to vanish. None entirely successfully. Spawn! Ow! Why are you doing this to yourself, continuing to play into the devil's hands? Or maybe it's not you. Maybe the costume has finally taken total control. The costume has nothing to do with this. Oh, really? Yes. So you're purposely building this prison on your own, trying to isolate yourself from others, hide from life's realities. Yeah, that's it. But now you know where I'm at, so I guess I failed. You don't know the half of it. Then tell me about it! I'm getting sick and tired of you popping up whenever you feel like it, preaching your goddamn mysteries. You have something to say, then say it! Otherwise, get the hell out of here. Why are you doing this? Because I'm too easy a target. Tremor, overkill, the curse. Everyone seems to know where to find me. Well, not anymore. From now on, I don't exist. Yes, you do. You're the only one who won't accept that. Queens the next evening. What was I thinking, telling them I'd help reorganize the books for the auditors? But no, I'm not content to just make sure all paperwork for the construction of the hospital's new children's wing gets done. Nope, that all-consuming task wasn't enough. I needed more, and Sarah even tried to talk me out of it, twice. I should have listened to her. All this financial stuff is starting to look the same. Maybe I should call. Oh no, that's it, I give up. I swear I don't know how Terry does it. Requisitions, loan collateralization, background checks. At least his are for security reasons. Ours are for charity donations. CIA headquarters, Manhattan. Agent Terry Fitzgerald waits for his global search to locate the requested data. If all goes well, he'll now have access to files that have been rerouted and encoded and nestled quietly in obscure subdirectories. A loop had been set up to divert any inquiries into another, similar location. Terry's hoping that his endless overtime hours will finally bear fruit. Come on, baby, don't crash on me now. My God, it is Wynn. I knew it. The inconsistencies in a few armament shipments lead back here, to him. Perfect. I was beginning to think I'd never sort through his defenses. Now I just have to find a way to nail his ass to the wall. But with the... What's happening? He rubs his eyes repeatedly. After a minute, the blurring clears up. For weeks now, Terry has been ignoring his body's signs that something may be wrong. He's been able to rationalize all of it away. Even now, he tells himself that the computer monitor is putting a strain on his eyes. Nothing more, nothing less. He's been obsessed with trying to prove that his boss is involved in treasonous extra-governmental activities. In the process, his priorities have been drifting away from his own best interests. He'll come to regret that. Julia, could I get you to do me a favor? Sure, what do you need? Can you file this stack away? I think I found what I was looking for. Hope it's something that'll help us both out, right, Terry? Yes, sir. Oh, that's the wrong guy. I hope it's something that'll help us both out, right, Terry? Yes, sir. So what exactly have you pieced together? More information on Spawn, I hope. The president's aides have been hungry for some concrete answers as to his answers to his recent terrorist attack, issue 36. They seem to believe he's working in connection with some foreign militia. A few more details should satisfy them, don't you think? Yes, sir. I understand you've been quite aggressive trying to sort through this mess. I want to be absolutely positive before you get my final reports. Excellent, and I'll be anxious to read them. They'll be on your desk as soon as I'm sure. Can you hold my calls for the rest of the day, Julia? You bet. You bet. What about Wanda? I'll take hers. Got it. That was too close. If Wynn was ever to find out I've been digging into his activities, I don't want to think what he's capable of. If I'm right, he's also the one who set me up, making everyone think I was some kind of murderer, which means he's connected to every legal and illegal agency in this country. If I'm not careful,
issues 20 to 24. Heart racing, Terry wakes 4 minutes later. This time he's scared. Why would he have a blackout, he wonders. And the blurred vision, something is terribly wrong. With a shaky quickness, he cleans the mess around his desk, then leaves, telling no one what just happened. He mentions nothing to Wanda. She's already been harping on him to check with the doctor about his recent coughing fits. With all the pressure that's been in their lives of late, he doesn't want to scare her. For himself, it's already too late.
Are you gonna live, sir? Just give me a second to catch my breath. I can't believe the elevator would do this.
I don't believe your efforts to pry the doors open would trigger a heart attack.
The gym, I've got to get back. I'll be with you in another 10 seconds.
Don't strain yourself. Eventually the doors are worked open. By then, Detectives Burke and Twitch are devoid of any humor.
We did it!
I'll phone the superintendent tomorrow morning. And if this isn't fixed in 2 days, I'm deducting a month's rent.
Find out anything else about that file, Twitch?
Not really. The data seems to be completely accurate.
And I'm assuming the new information is reliable also.
So what now? Do we meet him like his note said? Doesn't appear we have any chance.
Well, we've got 2 days before the meeting. We should be able to find something.
Oh, it still bugs me how he knew where we'd be and had enough foresight to write up a letter.
How'd he know the telephone lines hadn't been installed?
Whoever this mystery man is, he's very familiar with us. I wonder why.
Gulp. We'll figure it out. Tomorrow they're supposed to deliver the rest of the furniture. Gulp. Then we can get down to some real nitty gritty. Slurp.
Why don't you sit down and eat, Twitch?
I've lost my appetite somehow, sir. I'll eat later.
Suit yourself.
Unbelievable.
Hey, what do you think of the new fridge? Just came in this morning.
It's been going on for over 20 minutes. At first they crawl in every direction, canvassing as much of the symbiote's being as possible.
Then, when their aura of evil has been passed on to the outer shell of the Hellspawn, they slither up to the being's highest point. They are the worms, the carriers, God's creatures, evolved, now specialized, to absorb the sins of the living and transfer them to the undead. Though he fights it, Al Simmons is a slave to this new ritual. Intellectually, he is aware of the process, but he cannot physically control any of it. The symbiote must feed itself. Fortunately, it won't matter. The ceremony will conclude in another few minutes.
Elsewhere. Hey! Who built this friggin' bonfire? It barely warms my nose, man.
Ain't
no one got any camping skills around here?
Burp.
You do it yourself next time, then. Yeah, Bobby, instead of getting plastered, why don't you do something constructive, like put another piece of wood on?
You're drunk, Orville. Well, so are you.
Yeah.
You're right.
Burp.
Oh, that tasted good. Now that you reminded me, it's time to make the old bladder gatter.
Being somewhat modest, Bobby searches for a bit of a private spot to do his business.
God, I'm gonna burst!
Tinkle, tinkle, splash.
Yup!
We have to talk.
The image sobers Bobby instantly.
Jesus, Al, I think I crapped myself. What the hell are you doing here?
I need a favor. Something's happening to me and I can't stop it, so I have to disappear for a while. I don't know how long. I need you to tell the others I've left. But I'll still be around. You're the only one who needs to know that.
Thanks, I guess. Anything I can do to help?
No. This is my problem. You've dealt with enough of my fallout.
Where will you be?
I can't tell you. At least not now. You're safer not knowing.
Excuse me.
My existence seems to attract things, ugly things. I become some damn magnet of misery, which would be fine if it didn't spill over, but I can't control that, so I have to hide, even from you.
See, I won't let you die a second time.
Issue 20. Goodbye, my friend. I have work to do.
6786. We expect the requested meeting to be confirmed within 48 hours. The area will be properly secured and our surveillance teams are already in place. Additionally, I've established that all parties involved are to maintain a distance prior to the meeting so as not to bring attention to themselves. Before I implement these any further, do you require any further assignments be developed?
No, thank you.
All I need in bringing about the demise of our two friends is right here.
Very good, sir.
I'm telling you, Jason, there ain't nothing like a good witch hunt.
And that's it. Issue 49. We'll be doing issue 49 and issue 50
next time. It's going to be next month. Well, this month, actually, since this is a little... Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be on Wednesday, but you got it Thursday. And things are a little off. Sorry about that. Going to try to deliver all the content. But anyway, yeah, I guess you're going to get it at the end of the month then. Let's see. That's going to be probably the 28th. How about that? We'll finish up volume 8 of Spawn. We're getting there, guys. We're damn near into volume 10. There's a lot of volumes of these. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with this. Stay tuned.